Another successful year for Fuso is drawing to a close, and we thought we'd look back at some of the main Fuso news stories that we covered. 2018 for Fuso kicked off with a focus on a rather futuristic concept, though one that looks to be coming a reality: platooning. Fuso confirmed in January that it was to be part of a looming platooning truck trial in Japan. The testing included having a heavy-duty Fuso truck electronically connected to the other trucks in a semi-autonomous control mode to maintain a platoon. Japanese government is keen to get platooning happening, believing the technology or strategy will contribute to a reduction in fuel consumption and CO2 emissions. There was good news for potential Fuso Canter tipper buyers in February. Bigger payloads. The additional half-ton payload for the 515 City Cab offering made it the first narrow cab Japanese truck with a 6-ton GVM. Nothing was actually changed on the tipper. Fuso simply reassessed the carrying and tipping capacity of the truck and gave the extra 500-kilo payload the tick of approval. Our Fuso news section in February also included an update on one of the most exciting new products on the horizon for the Fuso brand, the eCanter. Mark Listasella, Chief Executive Officer of Mitsubishi Fuso Truck and Bus, was in Australia to look at the progress being made by the local team towards Australian trials of the electric truck. The Fuso executive told us the electric truck revolution is happening and the eCanter will be ideal for inner-city deliveries in Australia. He said the truck will boast less emissions, less noise and lower operating costs than diesel alternatives. Parent company of Fuso Trucks, Daimler Truck and Bus Australia, announced the 2017 Dealer of the Year Award winners in February. Taking the Big Metro Award was Daimler Trucks Perth, while the specific Fuso Award winners were Mawulumbah Truck Centre, Regional Dealer of the Year, and Whitehorse Truck and Bus, Metropolitan Dealer of the Year. The big news month that was February wrapped up with news Chinese auto giants Geely had acquired a near 10% stake in Daimler AG, parent company of Mercedes-Benz Trucks, Freightliner, Fuso and Western Star. In March, there was confirmation that the Fuso eCanter had commenced real-world trials in the UK. 9 of the electric trucks were put to work by 3 operators in the nation, the trials coming after the commencement of similar real-world evaluations and testing of the new offering in the US, Japan and Germany. It was announced in April that Fuso had made a strong contribution to Daimler's bottom line in the first quarter of the year. Sales were up 7% across the group and revenue lifted 3%. In May, the Fuso and Daimler Trucks team welcomed a new recruit to the local team, Matt Smedley. The network development boss previously headed up the Elite Support Initiative in the US. He was tasked with lifting the customer service experience for local Fuso, Freightliner and Mercedes-Benz Trucks customers. Perhaps the biggest Fuso news story of the year came through in May, with confirmation the Japanese brand would join rivals in having a comprehensive ready-built range of trucks. Coming to Canter and Fighter, the Fuso built-ready range includes tippers, fridge trucks, trays and Pantex. While the Fighter can be purchased ready to go with a Tortliner body, accommodating up to 14 pallets. Fuso boss Justin Whitford saying the quality of the bodies is excellent. We know the design and features will be appreciated by our customers. Melbourne got a brand new $30 million Fuso, Freightliner, Mercedes-Benz dealership in June, with the doors opening on Daimler Trucks Laverton. Located in growing Truganina, the 11,000 square metre dealership was a major boost to the Fuso brand in Melbourne, according to Daimler Trucks executives. Fuso and Melbourne were again in the news in July, with the truck brand confirming it would back the Of Us campaign in conjunction with NRL side Melbourne Storm. The campaign aimed at acknowledging individuals who've shown undeniable toughness in the face of adversity. There was a generous sales promotion launched by Fuso in July that included free servicing, included with the purchase of a new Fuso Canter. The offer, which expired at the end of September, included free scheduled servicing for the first 100,000 Ks or 3 years. Fuso's Canter wide cab tipper joined its smaller sibling with a bigger payload in July. The offering picked up a larger tipper body that allowed for a 14% lift in cubic carrying capacity and a new maximum GVM of 7.5 tons. Not so good news for existing Fuso Canter owners in late August, with confirmation 14,000 of the trucks sold in Australia were to be recalled, affecting trucks sold locally between 2011 and 2017. The recall centred around a possible wiring issue that needed to be rectified by Fuso dealerships. The growing market for 4x4 Japanese light-duty trucks welcomed a new offering from Fuso, a new short wheelbase version, making its debut at the Australasian Fire and Emergency Service Authorities Council exhibition in Perth. The new variant was aimed squarely at the nation's emergency services. The big-selling Fuso Rosa looks set to have a major overhaul. We reported in November that, in Japan at least, the Rosa is going to get a new face and new optimised headlights. We're still awaiting confirmation on when we might see a refreshed Fuso Rosa in Australia. And the year ended with more progress for the Fuso eCanter. The electric truck was added to the fleet of JB Hunt Transport Services in the US. The transport company telling us the Fuso will help reduce its carbon footprint and improve efficiency across the supply chain. We'll continue to bring you the latest Fuso news right through 2019 at heavyvehicles.com.au.